You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So let me explain. It's actually free. There's a creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor then distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can actually make money from your podcast with no or minimum listenership. So give it a try. Welcome back to week 5 of the 10-week series on how to deal with self-isolation during the COVID-19 crisis. Choosing connection over shoulds. So I like to say that shoulds are the kissing cousins of blame. Sure, we do a lot of things, but then again, maybe we should not. When things go wrong, does your inner critic come out and scold or punish you for not doing what you should have? And how do your shoulds of today differ from what you were prioritizing on your shoulds list before the coronavirus crisis started? So yeah, shoulds are definitely a thing. And if you haven't gotten a good strong dose of shoulds, you should log on to social media. In many ways, having a list of shoulds or a set of rules that we live by and habits and practices that govern our everyday actions is a good thing. If we didn't have that little voice in our head telling us that we should be doing X, Y, and Z, well, life could get very messy indeed. So the shoulds are there to help us stay accountable to our own goals and priorities. But at the same time, we don't want that voice of our conscience telling us what we should be doing to grow rigid and inflexible. That is when should becomes the opposite of healthy. Today, I want you to tune into your conscious mind. Become aware of how many times your brain tells you what you should be doing. Remember, we all need a good dose of shoulds to keep us living right. But today is about connection. So bag the shoulds for a day and see how it feels. Let your conversations take you down winding paths of possibility. Give yourself the gift of a cherished activity. Linger on a moment instead of rushing on to the next thing you think you should be doing. Offer your soul the peace of forgiveness. Forgive yourself and others for not doing all the shoulds. It really is okay. Let out a deep, long, and satisfying breath. Breathe because you can, not because you should. So just for one day, give yourself the gift of easing off the pressures of shoulds. So I'm going to leave you with a tip. Put your list into an imaginary drawer. Sure, you may need them tomorrow. We all have our things that we do and priorities and practices and such. But today, it's going to feel good just to release those shoulds and simply connect. Challenge yourself to connect more. Worry less and let your mind, heart, and soul sink fully into the moment. Shoulds equal doing. But today, you're going to choose connection. Today, just be. Stay safe and be well.